It began, as things sometimes do, with thoughts of arson. I was driving around listening to music, one of my very favorite things to do, when I heard the piano intro to old-time rock and roll, Bob Seger's flaccid, toothless homage to oldies. I thought, okay, this is it. I'm stopping at the store to buy matches, and I'ma burn stuff down. And I'm a Bob Seger fan. Fire Lake, that's a great song. Main Street, I love it. Old-time rock and roll? I mean, just play the old-time rock and roll he's singing about. Buddy Holly or Canned Heat or something. But no, it's old-time rock and roll about 873 times a day. Over and over and over. So I changed the station with enough force to poke a hole through my engine block. That's when I landed on something. I didn't know what to make of it. I was really listening to hear the lyrics and thought I heard Bobby OD'd on Drano on the night that he was wed. What? I very dangerously pulled out my phone to Shazam it and learned it was People Who Died by the Jim Carroll Band. It's morbid and really disturbing, yet really catchy. I bought it as soon as I got home. The song after that one was Teacher Teacher by Rockpile, another song that was new to me, so I bought that one too. No DJ announced what the songs were, and there were no ads, none. There was station identification at the top of every hour, per FCC requirements, but that was all. It was only music on 106.1 KRZX. Several months later, though, the station went mysteriously quiet. There was no explanation on air or anywhere on the internet, because trust me, I looked. It was just radio silence. And I was pretty bummed. Thanks to that station, I'd been introduced to some really great deep cuts and B-sides, music from the 60s through the 90s that was all new to me. I'd never heard it. A few weeks later, though, I was scanning through the radio trying to avoid money, and don't bother, Pink Floyd fans, because you will never convince me it's good. I heard Sweet Jane by Mott the Hoople. Wait, what? I never hear that one on the radio. And yep, KRZX was back on the air. No explanation for its multi-week silence, just classic rock. And these silences of varying times have happened every so often since the station went on the air in 2012. I declared right then, with very great professional confidence, that I would solve this mystery. I mean, how does the station even stay on the air with no ads? And why the occasional silence? Unfortunately, my professional confidence was a bit misplaced, and I have to confess that I haven't solved much of this mystery. Not for lack of trying, though. What I do know, according to the FCC, the station is owned by Cochise Media Licenses, LLC, which is owned by a man named Ted Tucker. The Cochise Media address on FCC ownership documents is a P.O. box in Jackson, Wyoming, and Mr. Tucker may be there, or he may be in Tucson, Arizona. He didn't return any of my multiple messages over several weeks, and neither did Cochise's attorney, Susan A. Marshall of Arlington, Virginia. In January 2015, Mr. Tucker did speak with Murphy Woodhouse, who at that time was a reporter at the Nogales International newspaper in New Mexico. And the reason Murphy was doing a story then, it seems, is that 98.1 KTBX out of Tubac, Arizona was creating a similar sort of mystery. No ads, no DJ, no playlist, just music. So I was able to speak with Murphy, who's now a reporter at the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson, and he said he also had a very difficult time getting hold of Mr. Tucker, who is notoriously media shy. He said the conversation was friendly, until it wasn't, when he had to ask about some controversial aspects of the business. These controversial aspects include, let's call them run-ins Mr. Tucker has had with the FCC, including a November 2012 notice of violation regarding station KHSK in Allen, Nebraska. The FCC contended that Cochise Broadcasting LLC, which Mr. Tucker also owns, didn't have an address on file for the station per requirements. Mr. Tucker got into a similar scrape with the FCC in 2013 and 2014 over KOMJ 1490 in Omaha, Nebraska. In that situation, an FCC agent claimed to not be able to find an address for the station. And the FCC fined Cochise Broadcasting $17,000 for, to quote the report, failing to operate and staff a main studio with a public inspection file. I spoke with Penelope Dade, who deals with broadcast license applications for the FCC in Washington, D.C., and she said the FCC doesn't require a local address for radio stations if they're owned by a larger company, but does require an address for that larger company. In the case of Cochise Media Licenses, she said, the P.O. box in Jackson, Wyoming is enough. All of which is to say I have no idea where KRZX even is beyond its Redlands, Colorado registration. It has a transmitter on Black Ridge, but I don't know if there's an office or a closet or even a wide spot in the road that's home to KRZX. Mr. Tucker did tell Murphy for the Nogales International story that expenses for stations such as KRZX and KTBX are out of his pocket. He didn't specify a dollar amount, but he did say that music licensing costs are based on station revenue, which I did confirm with the FCC, so it was cheap for KTBX, which has no revenue. And I assume it would be the same for KRZX, but I was not able to confirm this. But the unexplained occasional radio silence? That's still a mystery. As for who chooses the music, Mr. Tucker told Murphy that the song order is determined by a computer, but what goes into the playlist, the music, is picked by a human. Cochise Media Licenses owns stations in 8 states, including Colorado and New Mexico and Arizona. And judging by previously reported stories, that no DJ, no ads format is common to several of them. So I guess it's entirely possible that the same playlist is being transmitted to multiple stations. But again, that's just a guess, because the only way to know for sure is to listen 24 hours a day, find someone in the other station's markets to do the same, and then compare playlists. What these stations do have, though, is fans. In a 2004 interview with Arizona Republic reporter Richard Rulis, Mr. Tucker did say that it's so satisfying to hear people be thankful and to say, I haven't heard that song in 30 years. In fact, that's part of what inspires Kim Jessup, who's a tile contractor in Grand Junction, to listen to KRZX most of his workday. He says that when he listens to other stations, he hears the same music and the same ads over and over until it just drives him crazy. And he says there are times where he's listening to KRZX and he thinks, what are they thinking? What is this song? But there are other times where he says it's just brilliant. There also are forums online where KRZX fans have been posting since 2012. And they're saying things like, I love this station, and the no commercials format is awesome, and how can we support you? Why do you go off the air sometimes? And who knew Fleetwood Mac had more than 3 songs? And that's what has kept me listening, that surprise and that sense of discovery of never knowing what I'm going to hear and of discovering some songs that have become favorites. So, mystery not really solved, but music definitely redeemed by the old-time rock and roll that I want to hear.